Dairy.
And it's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, 831. And on the telephone from OKM Music, we have Rachel Foote. Good morning, Rachel. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Tom. How are you today?
You know, I'm on the right side of the grass, I guess they say. So
that's what I do.
Now, we have it's been an interesting year, and I don't mean that interesting and fun, but it's been a challenging year, I guess I should say, with COVID-19. And that pushed the OKM Music Festival from its normal time to in the fall, right around Labor Day. But now we have, I understand, some reformatting of the upcoming performances. What's happening here?
Yeah, Tom. So because of everything going on with social distancing and some of our artists having some difficulty getting here, we want to make sure we're putting our artists and our patrons and festival goers, we want to keep their safety in mind. And so we've reformatted things a little.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be having two live stream concerts, and we'll have more details coming out on that on our Facebook page. So be looking now. That's OK Mozart. That's our Facebook page. And so Tina Guo will be doing a live stream concert just for us, as well as Dallas String Quartet. And then we will still be having our Balsam Range concert on September 10th at 6 p.m., and that's going to be at Tower Center at Unity Square. It was perfect timing that they've built that, because we've been able to have some great events out there with social distancing in place and still be able to gather but at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
So, and our other artists will be postponed. We will be having Grady Nichols and Dallas Brass and Canadian Brass, Winona Wang. Those people will all be coming next year, as well as Verona Quartet will be here in 2022. So we haven't lost any of our artists. They've just been postponed. But as far as this year's festival goes, we will be having two live stream concerts and then our in-person with Balsam Range outdoors.
Okay, very good. Now, if I'm a ticket holder and I'm hearing this news for the first time, I imagine that I'm going to have a few questions here. So how are we going to work this?
Yeah, absolutely. So starting this morning at 9 a.m., you can call into our office, be 918-336-9900, and you'll ask for me. My name is Rachel, and I can help you process either a refund, a transfer, or donation. So if you have purchased a ticket and that artist will be here next year, you can simply transfer that ticket to next year's and you don't have to do anything. I'll do that for you. Or you can donate to OKM. So you can transform your ticket purchase into an in-kind contribution to OKM Music, and we would greatly appreciate that. Or you can get a full refund, and I will also help you with that.
Now,
so you can call me,
mm-hmm.
or you can email me at rfoot@okmozart.com.
That's with an E at
and
the end.
Also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's with an E at the end.
Yes, sir. F-O-O-T-E. And then you can also, starting at 9 a.m., visit our website, okmmusic.org, and we will actually have a form you can fill out. It takes you step by step, and it will allow you to fill out what you would like to do with your tickets, whether you want to transfer or donate or receive a full refund.
Okay, very good.
And as long as you do any of this before October 1st, that's going to be our deadline. If you do not do it before October 1st, it will automatically transfer to a donation. But as long as you contact me before October 1st, I can help you with any of those other options.
Well, that sounds very good, and that sounds very reasonable, because people really do like choices, and that's going to be something cool. Now, also, before we get into what's going to come up with the festival in September with this reformatting, the children's portion, the children's activities, especially for kids, went very well, from what I understand, despite the fact that a lot of things were streamed and we had the COVID spacing and everything else.
Yes, they did go very, very well. We were able to have some live stream things for the children that weren't able to be here in person. And we also had Disney Songbox Bingo, which was very popular. We had a lot of feedback from that, and I know the kids and the families all really enjoyed that. So we were very thankful to be able to do a lot of things for the children in spite of everything going on with the virus right now.
Now, coming up on Saturday, September 5th, the festival in September, we're going to have a mix of things, as you had mentioned earlier, some live stream. But I understand at 2 p.m. on the 5th, we have a very special live stream on Facebook and YouTube. Can you tell us who our artist is?
Yes, so that's going to be Tina Guo, and she'll be playing a variety of music. So she'll be playing music from video games and soundtracks, as well as a little J.S. Bach. So she's going to put a lot of variety in there, and we're very excited for that. She's doing this concert specifically for OKM Music. And again, watch our Facebook page. We'll have more details as the time gets closer.
Okay, this is great. Now, from what I understand from Tina, she wrote a lot of scores for not only video games, but also movie music, too. When we mentioned that earlier, that's the real deal. She's been up there and living color. Her music, anyway.
That's right. She's toured with Hans Zimmer, and she's very, very talented.
Oh, extremely, from what I've seen. And we'll get to that a little bit later. Now, on Thursday, the 10th at 6 p.m., that's our live in-person show, correct?
Yes, sir. Balsam Range at Unity Square.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the act.
Yeah, so they're going to be doing a lot of bluegrass music. I particularly really love Balsam Range. Check out their song, Trains I've Missed. That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very excited. It's going to be a great family event. Just we're going to have some food trucks and things around. And again, we'll have social distancing protocols in place. And it should be a really great time to get outside, have some fun, listen to some great music, but also be safe.
Indeed. Now, that is going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully we'll get a little bit of a break on the temperature at that time, too.
I hope so.
Now, we have another live stream performance coming up as well.
Yes, so that will be Dallas String Quartet, and details are still to be announced for that. Our date will be finalized in the near future. Again, we'll be watching our website and Facebook page. And, yeah, that's going to be great as well. They are going to be a crossover classical concert, and you'll hear a lot of things like Bach to Bon Jovi. So that's going to be fun.
The Killer Bees, Bach to Bon Jovi. I like that.
Yes.
So that is really something else. Now, hats off to you, Rachel, and everyone involved with OKM Music. Just a big old challenge with COVID-19. And with a lot of ingenuity, a lot of thought, and just a lot of sheer genius, you folks as a team have collaborated with these artists to pull this off despite all of these challenges. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you, Tom. Our artists have truly been wonderful to work with, and I'm very proud of how everyone has been able to be so flexible this year.
And with the children's programming too, it was something in and of itself a big hurdle. But my goodness, it was carried off with the smiles on the faces, and you could see it on the children that they were just very happy to be able to do it again this year, and parents were too. So overall, kudos for overcoming a very sizable challenge. Most organizations would have just said, "That's it, we're folding it for the year." But what is the old saying? The show must go on?
Yes, sir. We're very happy with how things have turned out.
Oh, goodness sakes. Well, this is really good. So once again, we do have the reformatted festival. And we're going to have the only live in-person one will be September 10th with Balsam Range and Clark Gibson. And we have Tina Guo will be on live stream, as well the Dallas Strings. Now, we need to go to the website, and you got to check it kind of regularly here if you want to check out how this works. And that is okmmusic.org. That is okmmusic.org. And for the folks who are just tuning in late and Rachel Foote with OKM. Again, with the tickets, we do have some options, I should say, for folks who have already purchased tickets for some of the shows. And with the reformatting and some of the shows coming in a year and some in 2 years, how do we go about this with the tickets again for those who missed it just earlier?
Yes. So you simply go to okmmusic.org. Starting at 9 a.m. this morning, you will be able to fill out a form. It will give you all the options, tickets that you can transfer to next year. You can receive a full refund, or you can simply donate your ticket to OKM Music, which we would greatly appreciate. You can also call our office at 918-336-9900. Ask for Rachel, and I'll be happy to help you. You can email me at rfoote, so R-F-O-O-T-E, at okmozart.com. And I'll be happy to walk you through any of those processes.
Thank you very much. I got to tell you, this it's been a strange year, but right now I'm seeing all these different ways that this has worked out with a lot of hard work. So thank you again. I look forward to having you and Ryan and everybody else involved with OKM Music back in studio sometime soon here as we get closer to the dates for the live performances and for the streaming performances. And I know darn well we've got some fundraising activities coming up a little bit later on too. So it doesn't slow down once the shows are over for the year. In fact, I think it gets kind of busy.
Right.
Rachel, thanks for being our guest on Community Connection this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Okay, take care now. We'll talk to you soon. That is Rachel Foote from OKM Music right here in Bartlesville. And you've been listening to our Community Connection program. And it's been brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Kneecap right here on K1, the one you trust.